I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
I recently did a very silly thing. I bought myself a caravan, and thus added my quota to the tally of pests that today inhabit the roads. However, there it is. And so, in search of a little well-earned rest, I pull my drawing room come office come sleeper come dining room onto a little clearing very near the New Forest in Hampshire. I'd armed myself with several good books, and on the way down bought sundry of the late evening editions. Thus, I relaxed and read what might be called my press notices. One of them read as follows. The Grey Goose still defies the police. In a period of over 3 years, it is estimated no less than £40,000 in jewels and cash have been acquired, I like acquired, by this unscrupulous daredevil, daredevil's good, from unsuspecting victims. True, at least £35,000 has been received by institutions such as hospitals and charity organizations as a gift from this modern Robin Hood. At the same time, the police, seemingly apathetic in the matter, should be disciplined into the idea that definite and decisive action must be taken. I'm sorry, gentlemen of the press. I can't bother to read any more. I wonder what's on the air.
Concluding the news, it would appear that a further dramatic raid was carried out by an old and familiar enemy, the Grey Goose, last night.
Well, I'm damned. Who the deuce once said a man can't get away from himself? I certainly don't know, but he was very definitely right. Well, what the dickens is that?
Hey, you! What's the meaning of this?
I say, look here, that's my new paintwork you're knocking about. Where are you?
Down here on your starboard side.
Sounds like tugboat any yourself. I can't see you, it's too dark.
Well, come out of that contraption, I want some help.
Wait on, I'll bring a torch.
Hurry, you bones!
Ah, now I see you. You have a tricycle.
This is not a tricycle, it's an invalid mobile. You see, I'm lame. Can't walk.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm mighty clumsy of me.
Don't be a fool. You didn't do it. A horse who knew more than I did chucked me off and walked on my legs years ago. Now don't say you're sorry.
All right, I'm not sorry. How's that?
Much better. Now, I said I wanted some help.
Oh, of course. Anything I can do?
Well, this chair of mine is petrol-driven, see? But somehow the tarnation thing is jibbed and won't gallop. So here I am, stuck at the bottom of the hill and can't move.
You know what's wrong?
Yes, battery's gone.
Oh, that's bad.
Yes, of course it is.
How far have you to go?
About 2 miles to the house.
Well, I could push your chair.
No, you couldn't. Not uphill, 2 miles and 12 stone a woman in it.
All right, I could drive you in my car.
And what about the chair? I want that when I get home.
Then I could tow the chair.
You've been a long time thinking about it.
I'm sorry.
And don't keep on being sorry. Getting on my nerves. Is your car near?
Oh, yes, just over there. I uncoupled the caravan not more than an hour ago. I'll just get a rope out of the boot and have you home in 10 minutes.
Well, don't just talk. Get doing something.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I'll just get the car on the road. Now we're set. I'll just make the rope fast and hitch your little jigger to the coupling on the rear of the car. Then we'll get you in alongside me.
No, you don't. I ride in my own mobile, see? Behind you.
But you'll sway about terribly.
Don't be a darned idiot. I can steer myself if you go fairly slow. Get a move on.
Just as you say. Hold on there.
Shut up worrying. Get going. 2 miles and turn in at the gate of Tower House. Up to the house.
Right. My hat, what do you look like? This looks like it. Jiminy Cricket, the haunted grange, if ever there was one. Hope Edgar Allan Poe is not at home. Not a light to be seen. Oh. Well, pull up. Well, madam, here we are. Front porch of Tower House.
Good heavens, she's out to it. Oh, great Scott, why didn't I think of that? She's poisoned. Carbon monoxide off my exhaust. Hi! Hi! Help, someone! Open up! Help! Found it. Is everybody dead in the place? Help! Oh, dash it all. The door is open. Telephone. No, no, no. Where is the telephone? Telephone. Ah, here it is. Hello? Hello? Oh, is that you, Exchange? Yes. A doctor, please, at Tower House. Very urgent. Carbon monoxide poisoning. Bring oxygen. Right.
She'll be quite all right now. Leave her as she is on that settee. Wasn't very severe.
Thank heavens for that, Doctor.
Fact is, though she inhaled a considerable quantity of carbon monoxide from your exhaust, it was diluted by the fresh air before it actually reached her.
She'd have been a gone coon else.
Mm-hmm. Nothing is more certain.
My hat, what an escape. By the way, who is she?
She's Miss Martha Enderby of Tower House, one of the oldest families in these parts. Fabulously wealthy.
And a cripple.
Yes, it happened years before I came to this neighborhood. Horse rolled on her.
And now she's all alone in this great old ghost residence.
Oh, no, no, no. She has her twin sister, Carol.
Well, where's she?
Oh, goodness knows. They are never seen about together. Apparently don't speak. Haven't done so for years.
Surely the other woman...
Carol?
Carol Enderby would unbend in circumstances like these.
Yeah, I understand not. Look, you and I have had a strenuous time with old Martha. We couldn't be quiet about it, and yet Carol, who must have heard us moving about, didn't show up.
Her hate must be pretty definite.
Yes, it is. It's very strange, too, because Carol is kind and charitable. Active, too. Not like Martha, who hasn't walked for years.
Extraordinary. I wonder where she is.
Oh, probably out, or she may even be in the house. If you're staying in the neighborhood a few days, you may run into her. Well, I'll be on my way. There's no more danger. Old Martha will be herself in no time. By the way, we'll just put her invalid chair alongside the settee. Give me a hand, will you?
Right, you are.
That's better. Thanks. Well, are you coming my way?
Not just yet. I think I'll hang around the Goblin's Castle for a while. Sort of stand by in case the old girl wants a hand. Have they no help at all?
Well, there's a sort of old retainer, Mark Cutler. Lives in an old gardener's hut on the estate... cuts their firewood for him and such chores. You might find him round. Eccentric old bird, but quite harmless. One-time sailor.
I might find him and word him up.
All right. Well, I must be on my way. Glad I was able to help.
I'll ring you back at your house if anything happens.
Yes, do. Are you walking over to my car with me?
Yes. You know, Doctor, something's tickling my back. I'm curious. Somehow I never take things at face value. Would there be any objection to me having a prowl around?
Wasting your time. But go ahead if you're curious. I think, however, you'll learn more in the village in the daytime. Well, good night. I might see you later.
Good night. I'll definitely look you up before I leave. Good night. As Alice said, this is curiouser and curiouser. Ghastly old place. This path seems to lead to the back premises. Great Scott, who did that?
Standy there. Don't he move a hinge. The next one I lets off will not be a crusher bow. It'll be a midships.
Ahoy there, sailor. It's a friend.
Stand by, friend or foe, to be identified.
All right, I'm standing by, so what? And be careful with that gun.
You'll be trespassing, that's what.
On the contrary, my man. I've just been the means of bringing your mistress safely home.
Which mistress?
Miss Martha Enderby.
I did see as how the doctor's automobile was in the front drive. Was you with him?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we managed to save Miss Martha from very serious hurt. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going back to the house to see she's still all right, after which I propose to take myself off.
Hear that there?
Sound as if the front door had slammed shut.
It'd have that. And wild horses and oxen too will not get that door open again this here night. 'Tis the orders, and never no one can alter it. It ain't no use ringing bells and such, neither.
In that case, I'll wish you good night.
And be off with you if you've got sense.
You'd be Mark Cutler, I suppose.
That be truth. Baptised in this here very parish. Well, I'm going about my business. You know where the front gate be. Take it. And sit your till I do west.
All the same, sailor man, I'm curious. And I think being at the back, I'll make a little reconnaissance.
kitchen door, apparently. And open. I really think I should go and see how my patient is. Ooh, dark as Erebus.
Good evening.
But why, excuse me, the sudden light rather dazzled me.
I quite understand it now. Can I ask you what you are doing in my kitchen at this time of night?
But you're walking, standing up.
I am Carol Enderby, sister of Martha.
Oh, of course, I should have guessed that.
Yes. I believe you gave some assistance to my sister tonight.
Why, yes. You must excuse me, but I'm frightfully bewildered for the moment. The likeness is so astonishing.
We have frequently been told that, but you haven't yet answered my question. What are you doing in my kitchen?
An intrusion, I fear, but I was curious as to how my patient was, and as the front door had slammed, I felt I must try and find my way in elsewhere.
Quite a natural decision, but do not alarm yourself about my sister. I heard the doctor say she was quite out of danger.
Yes, yes, that's true. All the same, if you'd be good enough to conduct me to that front room where we, the doctor and I, later on the lounge, I'd go away much happier.
I and my sister have not spoken for 30 years. So I wouldn't think of conducting you there.
Then may I be, I can find my own way. Excuse me.
You will not. You will go out the way you came in. Cutler?
And so commences the strange adventure of Roland Fletcher with the ancient twins. How will this involve the fortunes of the Grey Goose?